speech, but I don't care anymore.
We're talking about the roof, the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off, they're called the
gutters.
Mm-hmm. Are they built in or do they hang from?
Hang from there, or fastened on, you know.
When you have a house and an L, you know, what do you call the low place where they go?
Oh, I don't know. Gutter. Gully.
Okay.
Gully. You know, and it runs into the gutter then.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof, or the space between the ceiling and the roof?
Well, we call it attic nowadays. But when I was a kid, it was called the loft.
Do you think of an attic and a loft as the same thing?
No, it's not the same. To me, it isn't. When I think of attic, I think of a place that you store things, you know. It's probably floored and sometimes sealed, where a loft is just the empty space up there with no ceiling and no floor or anything, you know.
Attic's more of a room.
More of a room.
You had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture that weren't any good anymore. What might you call that?
Junk.
And where would you store odds and ends? If you didn't
want to
throw something out but didn't have much use for it, where could you store it?
Well, you could store it in the barn, or you could store it in the shed that you have.
Here, a special place, though, for like
a storage room.
What about junk room or plunder room or lumber room?
Mm-mm. No. We always say in the shed, stored it in the shed, or stored it in the smokehouse, or stored it in the barn, or in the loft, or someplace like that.
And a woman would say, if her house is in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what?
Clean house. I've got to clean up my house.
The thing to sweep with would be
a broom.
Say the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the
call it wash day. They would do the wash.
What about on Tuesday?
The ironing.
Nowadays, what would you call washing and ironing together?
Oh.
You'd say
when you do it together?
Yeah, I know. I mean, referring to both of them, say,
I have to do the wash.
Okay. Or you could send your clothes to the
laundry.
Do people use the word laundry to mean washing and ironing? You hear that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that something you'd use, or is that something you heard when you were little?
We had, there was laundries in big towns, when I was a kid, and they called it laundry then.
What about saying, I have to do my laundry, rather than I have to do my wash?
Well, they just don't ever say that.
But you remember the old-fashioned way of doing the wash?
Yes, I have done it. We did it on the rub board. My job was draw the water. We had to draw the water out of the well, and you had to have 3 tubs of water and 1 wash pot full of water. And then, first thing you did is you filled the wash pot full of water, and then you built the fire under the wash pot, and then while this was heating, you drew the other 3 tubs of water up. Okay, when the water in the wash pot got hot, you added part of that hot water to the first tub of water. You put the first tub of water about half full, and then you added the hot water so that your wash water was warm water, say. And then you had 2 rinse waters, and they were cold. And then you added some more to the pot, you know, and then when that got boiled, after you washed the clothes through the first load, the first thing, rubbed them on the rub board, and some of them had to go into the pot. The whites went into the pot, but the colors didn't. You put your sheets and pillowcases and towels and things in the wash pot and boiled them, you know. And then you took them out and you brought them back and you put them in the first tub again and went through that.